This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 197. The wrong lazy questions to ask about IELTS.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, find out if you are asking the right questions or the lazy questions when it comes to IELTS preparation. Hey there, Jessica. How's it going?
Hey, Lizzie. Good. Fantastic. I had a find at an antiques market. Do you ever like walk through antique stores and look for stuff?
No, I hate antiquing. No, I don't do that. But if you have a new place to decorate, I understand the interest in doing that. Totally makes sense.
Yeah. Well, there's an extra little awesomeness involved here. There's an antiques marketplace like two blocks from my new place. And there's also a cafe. So you can buy champagne and walk through the antique place, sipping your champagne and looking at beautiful things and trying to find deals. Like it's an experience.
That's super unique. I think that's what a lot of places are doing now. They're combining two experiences to create a new experience. It's like I was just telling you over the weekend, I went to a brewery which held a yoga class in the morning. And then in the afternoon, they opened with an opening of a new beer, one of their newest beers. Uh-huh. So we spent most of the day there just doing yoga and drinking beer.
That's so crazy. I think the commonality here is that it's basically people are just taking anything like shopping or yoga and just adding alcohol and it's a new experience.
Well, I think in the case of the brewery, it was the opposite. It's the brewery added yoga.
Oh, right. Okay. That's true.
But yeah, I mean, you're making it, and the key is experience, right? Making it an experience, you know? And I mean, not just
like, just really just thinking about what you're doing and trying new things and right, like really putting effort into your business and your goals. And that's what we're talking about today.
Oh, you hit the nail on the head. Now we're just circling around the topic. Let's go right into it. I like it. An experience, putting effort in it. And the key word is not being lazy.
I mean, if you have any experience at all, any knowledge at all of the IELTS exam, you know that it is difficult. Yes. You cannot do anything difficult. You cannot accomplish any difficult goal by being lazy not even trying. Or what we're finding with some of these questions we're going to tell you guys today that we've received, what we find is like people are just too lazy to even try. Just they're not even putting in any initial effort into this. And what they really want is someone else to do it for them.
Exactly. And you know how we can find out exactly where you guys are at in terms of that spectrum? It's the quality of the questions.
Yeah.
Right? It's how good a question can you ask? Because when you know a little something about something, you ask a better question. But if you know nothing about something, you ask really basic and vague and general questions.
Exactly. So, I mean, last week, Lindsay and I did a show about these amazing questions that we're getting in Facebook from the students in our course. They're so detailed and specific and worthwhile. Like I said, I love answering these questions because they're worthwhile, because we're accomplishing something. We are furthering each other's knowledge, and the students in our course were furthering their knowledge and increasing their scores with every question and specific point that we're discussing. I mean, you compare that with a question like, "Hi, how can I speak better?" or something. I can't even answer that. It doesn't even mean anything. Like,
yeah, and it's ridiculous. We should let you guys know that if you send us a question like that, we delete it right away. I'm going to be completely honest. We are not going to respond to a question like that. We're not going to feature it on the show because it's way too general. Mm-hmm. I mean, how are we supposed to answer that question? Guys, you need to get started on your own first. You need to take that first step. It's all about putting in the effort yourself. Then you have better questions to ask. At that point, we can start to have a conversation.
Exactly. I mean, the only way that that could be answered would be like, all right, well, here is everything that the examiner is looking for. And here is our enormous, amazing speaking module from our course and the study plan that goes along with it. And like, it's really, I mean, that isn't even an answer. It's just saying like, you have to put in a lot of work and hours in order to improve.
Right.
And I mean, I understand people want shortcuts. I mean, I get that, but the only possible shortcuts are these test strategies that I've developed. Like those.
Yes.
And that's not a magic secret. That's just looking at how to accomplish our goals efficiently and quickly, and looking at what the test wants and using those parameters to accomplish our goals in the best way possible. And
exactly.
Like, and that's not a magic secret. And
it's not a magic secret.
Like, even though these strategies are as simple and clear as possible, you still have to practice them a lot in order to get it.
Like, no one can just tell you one simple trick, like one piece of advice that will make you pass the exam. It's just not possible, right?
Yeah.
The students in our course spend a couple of hours every day going through our study plan. So we give our students all the tools that they need to get there, but it's not just one piece of advice that they get from us and then all of a sudden they pass the exam. No way. These guys are hard workers.
Yeah. And it's, just this laziness concept of like, it just makes me laugh because I've heard this so often and it boggles my mind because I have always read. Okay. So it's when somebody says, I don't like to read. I'm not a good reader. Okay. First of all, that's like a cause and effect right there. You don't like to read, so that means you never do it. So
you're not good, right?
That means you're not good at it because you don't do it. That's like me saying, oh my God, I am a horrible skier. I don't ski. So of course I am, because I never do it.
So you don't like to ski.
Like,
exactly.
It just doesn't make sense. And how are you going to expect yourself to pass a reading exam if you don't read anything? That drives me up the wall.
I know. The coolest thing about joining the 3 Keys IELTS Success System is our community. With more than 100 people in our Facebook group and the opportunity to ask Jessica questions immediately, it's the best way to get ready for your IELTS exam. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and get in the course now. See you there. So Jessica, let's throw out some really bad questions, like some lazy questions, and let's compare that to some awesome questions from students in our Facebook group for our course so that our listeners can get a sense of whether they're asking good questions or lazy questions, because maybe they're not sure. Maybe they're somewhere in between.
Totally. So
These
lazy questions are indicative of you are just at the very initial stages of your interest in IELTS, at least, right?
What's one of
them? So like one of them is, kindly tell me how to improve my writing and speaking skills. And that's it. And that's the whole question. That's not even a question. That's like a command. That's like, you tell me what to do right now so I can get a good score. And you can't.
Yeah.
I mean, our writing module in our course is huge. It takes weeks. It takes a long time to accomplish all this. And there's no way I can fit all of these lectures and all of these worksheets and all of these skills that I teach in the course. There's no way I can fit that into a couple sentence answer for you. So let's take that question. And then just yesterday, I think it was just yesterday that this comment came through in our Facebook group. And this is from a student who is posting a lot, and I've talked a lot with in our course, just thinking a lot about everything. Super awesome. So this person said, next week I'm starting the speaking section of the course, and I wonder if someone has tried to make a set of sentence structure strategies for writing and speaking. I don't know what structures the examiner is looking for. I'm trying to find those and make variations of templates to learn. Like, first of all, the level of that communication ability is high. I mean, this is obviously a good student. And they've, even though they haven't started the speaking module yet, they are thinking ahead. They have already listened to our podcast. They've already looked at the material for what the examiner wants, and they know that sentence structure is important. I mean,
I love
that's like, that's such a specific thing to ask, you know? And I love that question.
I love it too, Jessica. And I hope that it's really clear for our listeners how this question is like three levels deeper than that original question of kindly tell me how to improve my writing and speaking, right? The first question doesn't acknowledge the fact that, first of all, you need strategies. You need templates. I like how he's asking for templates. Right? That's fantastic.
Exactly.
We know that a lot of, that's helpful. Right? Structures, templates, strategies. These are the right questions.
Exactly. I mean, he knows how to learn, right? Like he's already been through the reading module, the listening module. So he is used to how I teach in the course and how students are studying and learning in the course with clear models and examples and strategies and templates and just very, very clear and simple black and white things. This works. This doesn't. Do this on the test. You will get a good score. Like very, very direct. And I mean, that was a great question because my answer to him was there are some grammar structures that we do talk about, but the fact that you are able to write like this, I can already see your level is high enough that this is not a worry for you. You do not have to spend time on, it would be a waste of time for this student to make lists of sentence structures when they're already producing them anyway. And I mean, it was a back and forth conversation. A couple other students in the course got involved, and it was a really helpful conversation. And now this thoughtful student is not going to waste his time making, you know, making these notes that are not going to help him, that I think a lot other students would have done in his situation.
And an added benefit. How fantastic is that? I love that. Wow.
Yeah, it's so good. And so, and then other students learn from that, and it just created a really good conversation about what the examiner is looking for and grammar and such. So so I mean, that really shows you the difference in depth. And like Lindsay said, I mean, that first one, tell me how to improve my writing and speaking. Like we can't answer that. We can't. Yeah, I mean,
no, we can't. We're going to delete the question. Honestly, guys. And I just want to say it's okay to not know what questions to ask,
of
right?
Course,
this
yeah.
student that we've highlighted from our course, at one point, he also probably was asking similar questions because he hadn't started IELTS. He was new to IELTS. He didn't know what to ask, but he took the right step. He got into a good course with a good plan, good strategies. And now he's asking the better questions, and we know he's going to get a good score. Whereas the problem is the wrong action to take is to remain with these superficial questions, right?
Right.
That's the wrong action.
And that reminds me of some feedback that we got on our study plan. And the student, I mean, is really paying attention to how much time he's spending studying each day. And the feedback was really helpful about our study plan and thinking like, what activities should I put some more activities in there for our students? Should I, you know, and it was excellent. And just to that student's reflecting on how much time he's spending and worried that maybe he's not spending enough time on certain days. And I mean, those questions are great. Like, I will gladly give you more to do. Like, of course, you can practice some more. Yes, please. Instead of these students that like don't actually want to put in any time at all. They just want a two sentence sort of magic secret key to be like, if you say this one sentence, the examiner must give you an 8. You know, like that's right. Like, that's not how
it works. The fact is, if that's what you're looking for in life, if that's an indication of the other things that you're doing in life, then you're not going to succeed in a new country, right? Because we always want to keep our eye on the vision, the goal, where we're going with IELTS. And the kinds of people like this student in our course, he's approaching this test in the right way. Therefore, we know that once he ends up in his target country, he's going to approach life in the right way to be successful, right? So it's kind of a weeding out process in some ways, and we've got to up our game. Yeah.
That's true. I mean, if you can't put in the effort to get a 6 on IELTS, a 7 on IELTS, if you can't put in that effort, you're not going to pass your undergraduate classes, and definitely don't expect to get your master's in English. Yeah, like, you know, like what are your goals here? Just skipping effort and saving time. That's not a goal. Doing well is a goal. So how do you do that? You know, like we see this a lot. You know, people are wasting their time chatting on forums, wasting their time searching for free materials, spending their time complaining about not having time. Like, this is how people are wasting time. Instead, they could take all of those hours and do one of the modules from the course and then improve their listening scores. You know, I mean, where are you putting in your effort here?
Exactly. I mean, we've touched on this concept of fear of success and not going wholeheartedly into something. And I think that might play into this, right? I mean, when we're afraid that we can't accomplish something, or we're worried about what happens if we do accomplish it, right? On the flip side, we don't go fully into something. And that might be the problem, right, guys? So expect success from yourself. Put that bar higher for yourself and expect it.
Exactly.
And move towards it. Be wholehearted in your actions.
So I think the two messages that I want students to come away with here is, first of all, commit yourself. You know, have high expectations of yourself. I love that idea. Expect an 8, right? We talked about that before. So have high expectations of yourself. That's number one, because that you have to work hard if you have high expectations. I mean, you have to. Yes. So have high expectations of yourself. But second of all, find a way to make your practice passionate. You know, find a way to make it interesting. Find a way to make it fun. Find a course that will give you that. Like my lectures and my practice, the topics I choose to write about for the reading exams, I've tried to make this and the study plan as interesting as possible. And you need to put your own personality in here. Choose what you like reading to practice reading. Choose a TV show you like to practice listening. Like, you can still make this interesting and useful at the same time. You know, it doesn't have to be like hard work doesn't have to be terrible, basically, is what I'm saying.
That's true. Exactly. Should we throw out this other set of questions, Jessica, just to compare them one more time, just to make sure it's clear? Cause I'm not sure we went through those. The reading one.
Okay. So yeah. So the bad question was, or the bad statement, I should say, was, I don't like reading. I'm not a good reader. Mm-hmm. Like, I do want to shake those people. Just shake them until their eyes are all googly eyed and they're unable to read. It's just ridiculous.
Exactly.
So that's ridiculous. So a really good question that I just answered in the Facebook group this morning was, when do we need to go for detail in the midsection of the paragraph if we can't find the main idea in the first and last sentences of the paragraph? So this was in the middle of a discussion of matching headings to paragraphs, which is one of the toughest reading questions. So this was in the middle of a discussion about that. And that is such that question is about a specific strategy I teach in the course, like a question about a strategy. That is what I want to talk about. What I want to make you understand and be confident in is this strategy. You're thinking about it. You're practicing it. And it just took one answer. And he's like, I get it. Thank you. And like,
awesome.
And we're on our way. So, those are good questions. You're thinking about the strategies. You're in the course. You're practicing. You're using your time well. You know, there are so many good questions from our course that we could bring up, but
totally. Yeah, I love that, Jessica. So guys, what we want you to do is think about the quality of the questions that you're asking, right? Have you written us an email? Have you sent emails to other people? What kind of questions are you actually asking, right? Mm-hmm. And then you want to find a way to make it fun. Get into a good, solid study plan, like our course, for example, or another course. We think ours is the best, of course.
Of course. Well, it is.
Of course it is. Guys, get into a course that has proven study proven strategies that have worked, right? Students who have passed the exam with that 7 or higher, examples, testimonials, guys, and just take the right actions and expect the best score for yourself.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Put in the work and you'll get the results. That's it.
You got it. Yeah. That's it. It's that simple.
That's it. It's easy. No problem.
Excellent. All right, guys. So if you want to get into our course, come over to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and you can get into the trial for your first 3 days for just $1. This has been interesting, Jessica, because we can tell a lot about how much someone knows by the quality of their questions. Mm-hmm. So guys, get on the right track and let us know if you have any good questions.
Exactly. Because we love to answer them, obviously.
Yeah. We like the good ones. We don't like the bad ones.
All right.
All right, Jessica. I'll see you next time.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.